Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Tampa church where the first pastor in the nation was arrested has now reopened with worship service on Pentecost. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, this was an amazing service. It is called The River at Tampa Bay Church, and this is where Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, who's the pastor of that church, was wrongfully arrested at his home on March 31 for holding a church service on Sunday, March 29. But that service, Holly, was actually approved by Sheriff Chad Cronister of the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department, the same sheriff that arrested him and ultimately did this press conference that set this country on fire with regards to the hostility we've seen against churches. He's the first pastor in the nation to be arrested for these COVID orders that came out of, in this case, Hillsborough County, Florida.
Right. He was actually arrested on March 30th, that Monday morning, right after he had the service on the 29th. And he had met with the sheriff previous to that, gone over the steps they were making to make the sanctuary very safe. They had professional sanitation service and, you know, all the social distancing, everything that was over and above what they really needed to do. And he signed off on it.
He signed off on it, yeah. And in fact, there was really only one order in existence before that, and it was not a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only order that came into enforceability was Friday night. And
right.
This was what they were talking about on that Thursday before the Sunday service. And with all the information that they were bringing in these high-grade hospital air purification systems, they were social distancing, they did all these other things, the sheriff said, yeah, you can go ahead and meet this coming Sunday. So they did.
And of course, they had a great relationship previous to that.
Yeah, because the sheriff actually came to the church in January of 2020.
They honored him, didn't they?
Yeah, where he received an award on behalf of the church to thank the Hillsborough County Sheriff Department, the law enforcement people, the men and women who protect and serve.
Right, and Pastor Howard Brown is an honorary chaplain, I believe.
He's an honorary deputy.
Or deputy,
yeah,
okay.
And he became that 2 weeks before this arrest.
Wow.
So here's a little footnote to all of this, by the way. After this arrest, the church got a bomb threat. The pastor got death threats. He had to go off some of the social media that he was on. And that's why the church did not reopen until Pentecost for in-person services. They were doing online services. But they could have opened on April the 1st. In fact, a day and a half later, this was a Monday when he got arrested. It was around 1 o'clock or so on Monday afternoon, March 30. On April the 1st, just 1.5 days later, the governor, because of this outrage, he amended the executive order and he declared attendance, which is very important, attendance at churches, synagogues, and houses of worship is essential activity. And why is it important to say attendance? Because if you said the function of the church or churches are essential, then when you get a lockdown, how do you get there when they say you can't travel? So attendance at these houses of worship, at these churches, is essential activity. So you cannot lock people into their homes, preventing them from going to churches. So since April the 1st, there's been no restrictions on any church in all of the state of Florida because of the result of what happened with this arrest. But here's the footnote I wanted to mention to you before we talk about the church reopening. While the criminal case was still pending, and which, by the way, the criminal charges have now been dropped, but while it was still pending, the pastor had prayed about the sheriff and publicly said right from the very beginning that he forgave him and he had no animosity against him. And I've had many conversations with him, and that's certainly true. But he prayed about that relationship getting reconciled.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sheriff sent him a text message because they had each other's communication devices, sent him a text message. I'd like to meet with you. He called me, the pastor did. And I said, well, you know, you've got a criminal case still pending. Anything you say and can and will be used against you because you're still a criminal defendant. And you're meeting with the sheriff who arrested you. Now, that's something you have to think about. But on the other hand, it's great to be able to start that reconciliation. Right. So the pastor did. He invited him to his home. And he and his wife, Adonica and Rodney, met with Chad Cronister, the sheriff. He came to his home for a three-hour meeting. And it was a real reconciling time and a real time of grace. Mm. The pastor again reiterated that he forgave me. He has no animosity against him. The sheriff certainly did throw him under the bus and cause a lot of damage, no question. But he forgave him, and he said to the sheriff, he wants to invite the sheriff to come to the church and come up on stage where he will publicly forgive him, and the whole congregation will publicly forgive the sheriff for arresting their pastor. And the sheriff, Chad Cronister, has accepted that invitation.
Wow, that's going to be amazing.
That'll be an amazing service. So he was actually invited to come to the very first time to reopen. And the reason, again, like I said, they waited is not because they couldn't reopen. They could have reopened the very next Sunday. They could have gone with no shutdown at all. From the Sunday in which he was arrested, it was April 1, just a couple days later, that the order was changed. And attendance at churches was declared essential. So he wasn't able to come to the very first service, but he will come to a service. And at that service will be quite an amazing event. I mean, it's going to be a real showing of grace. But this church opened up on Pentecost. Now, the church didn't open on the inside. It opened on the outside. So they had a large parking lot. And what the pastor did was bring in artificial turf, AstroTurf.
100,000 square feet, I think he said.
From Georgia.
It's incredible.
And literally turned it into a field.
It was beautiful. It's a field of dreams.
Yeah. Called it the Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
And set up a platform out there and all the loudspeakers. And people were able to come. And they brought their own chairs, many of them. The church also provided some chairs for people who didn't come. But they were advised to come. They were out there in the beautiful day on Pentecost. And they gathered in this large field that had been turned into a field by overlaying AstroTurf on the parking lot.
Right, and many babies were dedicated that day.
Yeah, and these were people that were on blankets, they had chairs, or they stood, they had umbrellas, some of them, to protect them from the heat. And the service went for 4 hours.
Wow, they had been saving up.
And they dedicated 10 babies, but as they got to the line at the end of the 10th baby, other families brought up their other babies that weren't on the list for dedication, and they dedicated those as well. So I don't know how many babies it ended up being dedicated, but it was an amazing service, and the people were very much blessed. This was the first in-person service, and what the pastor's plan was and is to start it outside so that this place can seat or accommodate 8,000 to 10,000 people.
Right.
8,000 to 10,000 people. And in addition to Sunday's service, he's doing a weekly at 5:30 p.m. revival service.
Nightly.
And that will go throughout the week, throughout however many days. It may go through the whole month of June. Who knows how long it'll go. However the Lord directs them to do this is when they will do it. And then they'll move on to the inside of the service. And this is just an amazing time. This was one of many churches that opened on Pentecost Sunday around the nation.
But, you know, this is a great example of the power of forgiveness. When we submit and humble ourselves, we're willing to forgive another.
Yeah, this was amazing because the security was provided by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department. Mm-hmm. There were sheriff deputies there. And, again, these charges, the criminal charges, have been dropped now. Literally, we were hours away from originally filing suit when the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, removed all the restrictions, and Florida became the freest state in the union with no restrictions on churches. It was only recommendations. It's up to you how to do your services.
Right, and now, other states followed suit as well.
Other states followed Florida's lead. Now, a lot of pastors, they didn't reopen until Pentecost, even some in Florida, even though they could have reopened on April the 1st. Some of them, for some reason, didn't know about it. I don't know why, but they didn't know about it, but it was pretty widespread. If you read the news or certainly follow Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's the best way to keep up with what's happening around the country. We also had and still do have a website or a webpage on lc.org called reopenchurch.org, and that is to give counsel and guidance to churches during the reopening process. Many of them have already begun reopening. They began on May the 3rd, many of them around the country, and more continued through May, and eventually on the last Sunday of May, on Pentecost Sunday, a great time to reopen. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information. That's lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.